Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Jason Kennedy, Director of Data Center Revenue Products and Marketing at Intel. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Jason, I know that this is your first time on Chip Chat, so why don't you just take a second to introduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about what you do at Intel.
Thanks, Allison. I'm Jason Kennedy. I'm with Intel's Data Center Group, and I'm the Director of Portfolio Positioning and Messaging for our Xeon platform.
Now, today's topic is around AI, and Intel has been doing some really interesting things with Xeon in terms of optimizing the performance for AI and also adding new capabilities to the infrastructure. Tell me about why that's so important to deliver inference capabilities with the Xeon processor.
Yes, absolutely. And this is an area that I know has captivated myself and the company, but really more importantly, the opportunities to make impact across really all industries and organizations in this new data-centric era is really, really exciting and important. And the value comes from the evolution that we've always wanted to do as we're looking at various forms of analytics. Up until recently, the focus was really more on the operational techniques of analytics, trying to determine what happened in a certain characteristic, what was that hindsight that we could have gained, and hopefully having better ideas of what could happen and why. And the more sophisticated we're able to do with advanced forms of analytics, and artificial intelligence really performs that optimization perspective, it provides some insight into, you know, how should the organization proceed in a more automated fashion? So recognizing the opportunities that that has to provide new capabilities really across industries, be it consumer, healthcare, the retail environment, government institutions, finding new ways to create energy sources to power that future that we have, a very, very exciting opportunity with this new foundation in the data-centric era that we're in.
Now, back in August of last year, we introduced that we're bringing a new capability to our upcoming Xeon Scalable processor, Cascade Lake, called Intel DL Boost. Now, DL Boost extends our capabilities in terms of what we can do for AI workloads, and this is pretty exciting stuff. Tell me about how we decided to add this to the processor and what this means for the various frameworks that developers are using for AI inference.
We've recognized the opportunities for artificial intelligence to expand these new actionable insights and automate them wherever possible. So we've been investing in our technologies with our Xeon Scalable platform to take advantage of these opportunities with the substantiation of our Xeon Scalable platform. And when we released that back in July of 2017, it included a vast amount of platform innovations embedded to that platform, most notably the Intel AVX 512 instruction set and a new technique and Intel mesh architecture and lots of other capabilities that were able to dramatically increase both the deep learning inferencing technologies and training in a dramatic way over platforms just a couple few years ago. So we've had innovations on the hardware level, but continue to be very focused on the software optimizations with our unmatched global ecosystem to carry that advantage further. We are shipping revenue units of the next generation of Intel Xeon Scalable processor, codenamed Cascade Lake. And I'm thrilled to be talking about here an embedded capability that we call Intel Deep Learning Boost that is able to, again, further dramatically increase the capabilities of the inferencing portion of deep learning.
When you look at DL Boost and you think about what this brings, what are the types of developers that are using Xeon today? And what is Xeon's role in terms of driving AI inference in data centers? Where do we see inference moving from an edge to cloud perspective?
AI will be pervasive across all of the computing modes, from the data center to multi-cloud types of environments, to the edge, especially with the ever-growing Internet of Things, and providing all of that value and capability and insight from the data center through the cloud to the edge and back, because you want to make sure that you're aggregating that value and those insights and that data on a broader level to provide even more impactful experiences and capabilities to those end users. So what Deep Learning Boost is able to do is provide some of those automations. Instead of having the operations, the algorithms hand-coded, doing one particular thing, trying to get an answer, being able to optimize and carry a lot of this deluge of data and harness it in terms of a much more impactful way. When you're able to perform the training operations that we've done in a fantastic way with the processors that can do many, many different types of tasks, some of the use cases like image recognition, object detection, language translation, some of the recommendation systems, all of those opportunities to impact industries are able to do so in a much more automated fashion. Once you've done the capabilities, you've done those training algorithms, for the length of time that it's relevant, you can continue to repeat those operations, and that's what's called the inferencing piece, for as long as it's relevant.
We talk about AI inference, but obviously AI has a number of different types of workloads associated with it. You know, a lot of people focus on AI training. They also focus on the integration of AI capabilities into broader application classes like analytics. How do we look at this in terms of addressing the entire requirement with AI?
That's really important because as there's been so much attention, rightfully so, and excitement about the possibilities for AI, a significant component of that has been focused on the deep learning, the very advanced levels of training. Very important, as well as deep learning broadly, but in the overall time to solution, there's many, many elements that are part of it. We have to think about what types of analytics can get that value. What are the guesses that we have? What are the results that we think that we're going to achieve and the value that it'd be able to deliver? A lot of work to then get the data that we have in the right types of formats and the capabilities, and then create the models, deploy them, and start to iterate as appropriate and get better use and better sophistication and precision over time. And the deep learning elements, while critically important to the overall equation, is a relatively small fraction of the overall percentage. So we're trying to make sure, again, with our Xeon Scalable processors, along the way, you can provide all of that function, all of that capability with that standard process technology and the overall platform, and continuing to provide embedded AI accelerators here with Intel Deep Learning Boost to concentrate even further on the deep learning inference.
What is Intel doing from a standpoint of working with the AI ecosystem to ensure that we're driving the right innovation across our data-centric portfolio to deliver in this space?
So we're trying to make sure that we're being very developer and user-centric. So we're trying to look at a very comprehensive level in terms of the tools that we provide, the overall solutions level at the vertical and industry perspective, as well, of course, at the hardware level. So we know that there's multiple frameworks and libraries that make it easier for organizations that collectively we're all continuing to learn and being able to provide the greatest choice and breadth across our global ecosystem of partners. So across the major frameworks, be it TensorFlow or MXNet or Cafe or PyTorch or PaddlePaddle, all of those capabilities and frameworks we're optimizing. So working hand in hand with the ecosystem to make sure that they are optimized both at the framework level and the so-called topologies. So one of the most familiar areas is around image recognition. And from a benchmarking perspective, when you're trying to figure out your favorite puppy or kitten, trying to track those images and being able to recognize which ones are which. So in those ResNet 50 types of benchmarks across, again, those major frameworks, we're getting significantly better results upcoming with our Deep Learning Boost technology than was ever made possible before. As an example, we're able, with our similar version of our higher-end processor, we're able to get 11 times faster performance in this industry-recognized benchmark of ResNet 50 versus when we launched Xeon Scalable processor with all that technology back in July of 2017. In addition to that, with our Xeon Scalable processor line, we're introducing a new class of processors, and these advanced performance processors can extend that value from 11x in comparison to what we launched in July of 2017 to an amazing 17 times or more better capabilities for inferencing when those products are released later this year.
And where online can folks find out more about what we're doing in this space to work with us as they deliver solutions to the marketplace?
A good place to start is ai.intel.com. We have AI developer conferences several times around the year, as well as engaging with other industry activities as well to get very close to what the developers are doing and making sure that we are partnering very closely to provide the biggest impact that we can together.
Jason, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. It's awesome to hear what Intel is doing in this space and how we're advancing the Xeon portfolio to deliver the types of capabilities that our ecosystem needs to advance AI.
Absolutely. No, I'm thrilled to be able to share some of my excitement and some of the results that we are delivering and will continue to deliver for our customers and being able to really provide them the tools and solutions to propel their AI journey going forward.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.